Everyone, and welcome back to the Epstein Chronicles. Jeffrey Epstein's estate paid out a ton of money after he died. Unfortunately, only about 1/6 of that money went to the survivors. And now, Jeffrey Epstein's estate has less than a quarter of the $636 million it started with. That's according to a new report from the Daily Mail, who has seen the property records and all of the accounts. So this estate has been absolutely drained. We know that Uncle Sam took a huge cut of it. And unfortunately, the people who should have gotten the lion's share didn't get the lion's share. How is it that only 1/6 of this estate gets paid out to the people who are affected the most? Just chew on that for a little while. This article is from the Daily Mail. The author of this article is Laura Collins. Headline, exclusive, less than a quarter of Jeffrey Epstein's $636 million estate remains 3 years after his death, as $145.5 million is paid out to his survivors, while property, expenses, and legal fees drain his accounts. Well, you wouldn't have any property fees if you would have sold the properties. I know, novel idea. I'm over here giving you ideas that you would have never came up with on your own, but if you would have sold those properties, there'd be no upkeep fees, no taxes, none of that. All there would be is money in the bank to pay your bills. But some reason they didn't sell Zorro Ranch. Some reason those islands still haven't sold. Why weren't all of those properties put up for sale at the same time and sold in one fell swoop so that all of that money could have went into the program for the survivors? But instead, we got guys out here trimming the lawn, they're paying satellite bills still, paying for refrigerated upkeep of artwork, all kinds of stupid shit. 3 years after he killed himself in prison, allegedly, while awaiting trial, less than a quarter of Jeffrey Epstein's estate remains, DailyMail.com can reveal. When the disgraced financier, pedophile, was found hanging in his cell in New York's Metropolitan Correctional Center in 2019, his estate was valued at a staggering $636 million. And we all know it was more than that. How much was stashed offshore? How much did this guy have ferreted away for a rainy day? And then, when he died, well, that money probably will sit for a little while. Then whoever his guy is or guys, guessing Kahn and Indyke, we'll have a way to get to that money at some point. Do I have any evidence of that? No, of course not. But the writing is on the wall. We all know that this guy was using offshore banks. We all know he was using offshore accounts. And the whole point of that is so that you and I don't know what he's up to. So it only makes sense that he has some shit stashed somewhere. Today, accounts filed with the Virgin Islands Superior Court and obtained exclusively by DailyMail.com show that just $154 million of that vast wealth remains. Oh, you know that Denise George isn't happy about that. Denise George is going to freak out. She wants some of that money for the Virgin Islands. Well, guess what, Denise George? There's going to be none left. Should have always been about making the survivors whole, making the people who were wronged by Epstein whole. But the government had to get their disgusting fat hands involved, right? Had to get a big fat chunk of the payday. And then you have, what's even worse in my opinion, you have the U.S. Virgin Islands thinking that they're entitled to some money when the officials on the island at the time helped facilitate it all. They set up these banks. They set up these offshore spots for Epstein. So now all of a sudden they should get a kickback on the other side too? Yeah, that's not going to happen. In December 2021, the estate listed among its assets $45,441,290.72 cash in hand. And by the following March, that sum had dwindled to $33,527,414.60. The value of Epstein's art and collectibles remains unchanged at $337,154, as does his $4,055 collection of watches. That sounds kind of cheap for this guy, a $4,055 collection of watches. Aren't most of those watches pretty expensive? I don't wear watches, so I don't know. But I'm guessing that, you know, you're talking about Rolex or Breitling or whatever, tens of thousands of dollars. So what did this guy have? Some knockoff watches? And then when you scroll through here, it gives you all of the account information. It shows you the rundown, the breakdown, what's what, what's gone out, what's come in, the flow of money. So make sure you click on the link and check all of that out as well. According to the quarterly accounts filed this week, taxes and upkeep of his remaining properties account to close to $3 million worth of quarterly expenses, with $2,388,205 spent on taxes on the infamous New York townhouse alone. Oh, those New York taxes will get you. Those taxes are no joke in New York. If you own property in New York, especially down in like the city or something, forget it. These people are paying more in property taxes than most of us pay on our mortgage. But the single most significant drain on the pedophile's failing fortunes, by far, is the money paid out to the 135 women who accused him of sexually abusing them when they were young. Well, that's not true. He paid more to taxes. So if you want to exclude Uncle Sam, then that's fine. We could do that. But as far as overall, a whole shit ton of this money got paid in taxes. As of March 2022, the sum paid to survivors stands at $144,527,339.05, $121,127,399.05 of this came from Epstein's Victims Compensation Fund. Now, we know that there has been some payouts as well outside of that fund. Some settled suits and other cases that never went into the compensation piggy bank and were working their way through the system on their own merits. The New York Times has placed the estate's legal fees at $30 million. Lawyers have helped hand out settlements, liquidate estates, and sift through the complex holdings of a man who once set up his own offshore bank. And that's crazy to think about. How much power do you have, right, to set up your own offshore bank? On what planet does that occur for normal people? Now DailyMail.com has learned that their work won't be over anytime soon, as the quarterly accounts show that four major lawsuits continue to hang over the estate. One has been brought by the Attorney General of the Virgin Islands, who claims that Epstein used the territory to facilitate a criminal enterprise, bilking it out of more than $70 million in tax revenue that your people set up. Denise George, come on now, stop it. Focus on what's important here. Stop trying to get the cash grab. Quit trying to secure the bag. You're making yourself look really bad. The reason that you guys got bilked is because you didn't do a proper deal with Epstein. You let him tax offshore place, a place where he wasn't going to have to pay the full taxes. And for what? So some of the officials down on the island can stuff their pockets? You should go talk to them. If you prosecute them first, maybe you should talk about getting some money from the estate after. But until someone gets prosecuted, I don't want to hear shit about you trying to get $70 million. The second, filed March 12, 2020, was brought by Epstein's former confidant and lieutenant, convicted sex offender, Ghislaine Maxwell. So Maxwell's suing the estate, too. She thinks that she is owed money because Epstein told her that he'd protect her financially if she was ever to get hemmed up. Filed before her own conviction, the original complaint seeks to recoup legal fees incurred in defending herself against Epstein's many accusers and claims that he had repeatedly promised to cover any such costs. It also asks for costs of safe accommodation and personal security, which she claimed she had to hire, having received repeated threats to her life and safety. Yeah, right. She had to hire them so she could duck, dodge, and skulk around and then buy a bazillion-dollar mansion in New Hampshire. Nobody could even find you. What are you talking about, threats to your safety? The court couldn't even find you. They had to serve you via email. What do you mean people were chasing you down? Stop it. She was compelled to sue, according to the complaint, because the Epstein estate had not honored Epstein's promise of indemnification and has not honored or even formally responded to her claim for costs. In her complaint, Maxwell describes herself as an employee whose formal, legal, and special relationship with Epstein, but had no knowledge of Epstein's alleged misconduct. Well, the court says different, as you sit there and rot away to go to prison. I mean, really? You had no idea. You were involved. What do you mean you had no idea? Epstein accuser Caroline Kaufman also has an outstanding case filed against Epstein's estate in July of 2020. Kaufman claims that she was raped by Epstein when she was 17 years old during a fake model casting. She also claims the attack was so brutal it left her with a bone disease that requires costly surgery. So, another person that's going to take some money from this estate, and she should. If you were assaulted by Epstein in any way, abused in any way, you should get a fat chunk of dough. Kaufman had applied to the victim's compensation fund, but claimed the sum they offered was too low to cover her medical costs. Instead, she is seeking a settlement which, at $500 million, appears to outstrip the remaining value of Epstein's estate. Her case has been stayed since August of 2020. A fourth Jane Doe complaint was filed in Florida in March 2020 and is listed among those still pending. All these matters will need to be settled before whatever is left of Epstein's estate is dispersed among his beneficiaries. I hope that they keep getting sued and not one single dollar goes out to any of his beneficiaries. They don't deserve a single cent of this money. I'd rather the Virgin Islands and Denise George get it than any of his beneficiaries. Epstein was 66 when he died in custody in August 2019, awaiting trial for sex trafficking and conspiracy to traffic minors for sex. Maxwell, 60, is currently locked up in the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, awaiting sentencing after she was found guilty of sex trafficking and other offenses. She is due to be sentenced June 28th. Well, the vast fortune is dwindling, folks. Not much left. And it's going to be real interesting to see where the rest of this money gets doled out to. You all know where I'm at. The rest of it should just be split up amongst the survivors. That's it. Pay all the bills, sell these properties, and disperse this money to the people who were affected the most. Seems pretty simple to me. That's going to do it for this episode. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at bobby_cappucci. The link that goes with this episode can be found in the description box.